This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A statue of Henrietta Lacks, whose cells were used without her consent in crucial medical research, will replace a monument to Confederate General Robert E. Lee in her hometown of Roanoke, Virginia. Lacks, a black mother of five who was receiving treatment for cervical cancer at Johns Hopkins Hospital, was undergoing radium treatments in 1951 when tissue from her cancer was removed and sent to another doctor's lab without her consent. Cancer researcher George Gay used Lacks tissue to cultivate a line of cells that are still used in medical research today. Lacks died later that year from her cancer at age 31. The cell line produced from Lacks cells, called HeLa cells, an acronym of the first two letters of her first and last name, allowed scientists to experiment and create life-saving medicine, including the polio vaccine, in vitro fertilization, and gene mapping. They've also helped advance cancer and AIDS research. Little was known about Lacks' impact on modern medicine outside the medical community until author Rebecca Skloot's 2010 book about her life, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Since then, activists and institutions have worked to posthumously honor Lacks' non-consensual contributions and to raise awareness about the black woman's often unknown contributions to science. In 2018, the Smithsonian unveiled a portrait of Lacks in the National Portrait Gallery, and in 2021, the World Health Organization honored her with an award. Along with the statue in Roanoke, the plaza, previously known as Lee Plaza, has also been renamed to Lacks Plaza in her honor. An Idaho bear biologist has resigned after an agency decision to kill three high-profile grizzly bears. In Idaho's Teton Valley, residents are still reeling over the death of the three grizzlies killed in early November by the Idaho Fish and Game Department near Tetonia. With the same passion that Jackson Hole area residents show for the world-famous grizzly 399, Idaho residents gathered in Tetonia on November 20th to meet with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials to ask why the federal agency granted Idaho's request to kill Grizzly 1089 and her two cubs. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service representatives fielded questions from citizens about killing the bears. Other grizzlies are protected to a seemingly greater extent. Consider Grizzly 399 the most famous bear in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, if not the world, who has made a name for herself by raising her cubs along Grand Teton National Park roads, attracting crowds of onlookers. The matriarch and her four cubs traipsed through southern Jackson Hole several times in the fall of 2020 and 21, getting into human foods as they did so. To help keep them out of conflicts with people, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service kept close watch over the bears. This summer, however, Wyoming Game and Fish, acting with authorization from Fish and Wildlife, killed one of Grizzly 399's cubs that was frequenting human-occupied areas in Sublette County after the young bears separated from their mother. Then, Grizzly 1089 and her two cubs were killed in Idaho with little information on the decision. As a threatened species, grizzlies cannot be hunted by the public, and state agencies need the approval of the Fish and Wildlife Service before killing them. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Grizzly Recovery Coordinator and the Grizzly Conflict Specialist confirmed that their agency approved Idaho's request to kill the collared sow and her cubs somewhere in the northeastern part of Teton Valley. The official said that the three bears first became habituated to humans in Yellowstone National Park near Mammoth in October. After making their way to Gardner, Montana, the bears were eating dandelions on the local football field and crab apples from a tree close to a school bus stop. The bears were then trapped, collared, and relocated near Targhee Pass, southwest of West Yellowstone, Montana. Tetonia sits outside of the recovery area for Yellowstone grizzlies, and bears that cross that human-drawn line on a map aren't given the same latitude as bears within the recovery area.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.